Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours where, you know, you can find us across a multitude of platforms. We're everywhere, 24-7 on the BetMGM Network, on the free Odyssey app. You can check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You know, we're on Fubo, Roku, Samsung, all the places. And if you want to listen to us, you can do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And also, hit me up on social media, at Femi Abebefe on Twitter, Femi underscore Abebefe on Instagram. We're trying to be more active on social media, especially on Instagram, where I've bumped it up now to about 4 visits per week on Instagram. We're hoping to get to a once per day here, but hey, you know what? I just Twitter is where I find a lot of my information. It's not on Instagram, and I don't really like looking at other people's photos. Sorry, that's where we sit right now. But we got the whole crew hanging with us, though, here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates. You know what? I forgot to mention, Tyler Morales is boots on the ground on vacation. Like this man is dedicated to the wagertainment on vacation in Nashville, boots on the ground. We absolutely love it. Maybe he'll show us his setup at some point during the show. Maybe, just maybe, we'll coax that out of him. But Nick Kostos is going to join us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture. Who's going to get that 7 seed as we head into week 12? Plus, tonight's Thursday night football game between the Bills and the Texans. That's coming up 60 minutes from right now. But as always, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. We have 3 guests that will be joining us on the program today, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ, Joey Knish will check in with us with his favorite bets in college football. We'll get his thoughts on what's to happen, who's going to make the playoff, are there any interesting make the CFP bets? We'll ask Knish coming up at 5:20. To begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern time, NBC lead betting analyst Jay Croucher joins us for his usual weekday spot here on a Thursday. Jay does an awesome job with the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and he'll give us his awards thoughts heading into Week 12 of the NFL season. And then at 6:20 Eastern time, we'll be joined by professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, our good buddy Rob Pozzola. Rob does an awesome job hosting Forward Progress as he returns to give us his best bets for Week 12 in the NFL. But as always, we want to hear from you guys as well. The real ones watching and listening, let us know what you like for tonight's Thursday night football game. Bills at the Texans could be side, total, prop. Let us know the rationale. Put it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat. You know where to find us at this point. And the best answers, the best responses, the best bets, if you will, we'll get the proverbial tip of the cap here on the program later on this show. But let's go ahead and get into what I really want to discuss at the top of the show. And it's actually not Thursday Night Football. We'll get into Thursday Night Football coming up in the next segment. To me, the most interesting betting, I guess, I don't want to say activity or market or whatever you want to call it. The most interesting betting part of the NFL right now, to me, is the AFC playoff picture. That's what's most interesting to me. And I want to talk about that AFC playoff picture right now, because for the first time since I think probably like 2019, we have an incredibly fascinating setup at the top of the AFC. And if you remember back in 2019, it was all the young quarterbacks, the guys who are now the old guard at this point in 2025, but it was Lamar in his first year as a starter with the Ravens. They were a one seed. Mahomes was the two seed after trying to knock on the door and get to a Super Bowl. You had the old guard Brady and the Patriots as the three. Josh Allen, the Bills were a five seed. So like, there was all these guys who are now the established Lamar, Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Those were the guys that we were all wondering, hey, how's it going to look for them in the postseason? And of course, that ended up with Patrick Mahomes going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, as the Chiefs' reign has been going pretty strong since about 2018. But that 2019 season was the pivot point. I don't know if this 2025 season is the pivot point, but it is putting some inexperienced quarterbacks to the forefront of what will happen in January in the AFC playoffs. Because if you look at the playoff picture right now, your number one seed is the Denver Broncos at 9-2. The Patriots, same record, are the two seed. The Colts are the three seed at 8-2. You have the Steelers as the four. They're at 6-4. The Bills are the five seed. Chargers are the six seed. And the Jaguars are the seven seed. And if you want to look at the in the hunt bracket, or the lurking side of it, or the, hey, like just on the outskirts, you got the Houston Texans, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens all at 5-5. And those are teams that are usually your AFC staples. Texans have been dominating the South. Chiefs have been dominating the West. Ravens have been dominating the North. Now they're on the outside looking in. And we got some fresh bodies in the playoffs, at least as it stands right now here on November 20th. But are all these teams that are currently in the playoff picture going to make it? I mean, I think most NFL fans will tell you no. I think it's a resounding no. Like, I have these teams grouped into three categories. Teams that are locks. Teams I feel really good about that are probably going to make the playoffs, but I don't want to put them in the lock category, not just yet. And then you have the best of the rest, the teams that are fighting for the wild card spots in these playoffs. So the teams that are the locks, for me, I think it's just two of them. Denver and New England. Today, like, those teams are locks. We said it earlier on Monday, but the game after last Sunday with Denver beating the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos won the AFC West that day. Congratulations, Denver. You're not going to get the hats and the t-shirts until later on in December, but the Broncos won the AFC West when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs this past Sunday. So Denver, to me, they're a lock to make the playoffs, and the betting market would say that as well. They're minus 10,000 over at BetMGM. So it's a lock. It's done. Denver will be in the playoffs. The New England Patriots are also a lock. Now, they might not win their division. That's still up for grabs. They have a big lead on the Buffalo Bills. They have a game against Buffalo coming up in December at home. The schedule is absolutely cake. So the Patriots, even though they might have to go the wild card route, but looking like they're going to win the East, they are also minus 10,000 over at BetMGM to make the playoffs. Like, those two teams, like, put it in stone. They'll be in the postseason come January, Denver and New England, just like old times back in 2015. The teams that I feel really good about. So these are three teams, not necessarily locks. Things can go haywire, but I would be pretty surprised if they didn't make it. The Buffalo Bills are in that category, and at BetMGM, they're minus 3,000. Schedule's pretty light. They do have some big games, you know, at New England, home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Those are big games for the Bills coming up later on in December. But when you look at their schedule and you look at the quarterback that they have, like, this team should make it to the postseason. Like, if they missed, I think everybody would be pretty damn surprised. And also, the Bills would probably have a new head coach as well if they missed the playoffs. So I don't think Sean McDermott would be hanging around for 2026 if that happened. They're minus 3,000. So not a lock, but we feel really good. The Colts, I feel good. And like, this is probably the one that I'm like, okay, like, I could see where things went really haywire, but they've built up such a great start at 8-2. Like, it would be pretty surprising if Indianapolis didn't make the postseason. Not a lock. Like, you know, there's still room for an epic collapse when you look at their schedule, but I do feel good that the Colts will be in the playoffs. And then the last team in that category is the Baltimore Ravens. And this one's a little bit spicier because the Ravens are minus 350. To make the playoffs. They're not minus 3,000, minus 1,500, minus 10,000. They're minus 350. So there's wiggle room there to where, like, they don't have to be in. I just think with their team quality, and if Lamar can stay healthy, which, I mean, that's up in the air. Every week there's a new body part that's hurt. It's either the hamstring, it's a knee, this week it's an ankle. What's it going to be next week? So as long as Lamar Jackson can stay healthy, I think the Ravens are going to make the playoffs and likely be your AFC North winner because, let's be honest, the AFC North is an absolute joke. And I know we're going to talk about Joe Burrow coming up in the next segment as well with like, oh, maybe Burrow can come back. All right, great, cool. The defense still sucks. Good luck, Joe Burrow, with your hurt toe trying to gut it out there for the Cincinnati Bengals team. That's absolutely hopeless. So those are five teams that two of them locks, three others that I feel really good about making the playoffs. That leaves two spots up for grabs down the stretch among realistically five teams. So you have the Jacksonville Jaguars, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Kansas City Chiefs, and a team playing tonight in the Houston Texans. Now, to me, when you break down those five teams, I think you can break them down in order of like, all right, like what, who's most likely to make the playoffs and who's least likely. Least likely, I'm just going to get this out of the way because I don't believe whatsoever. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Sorry, guys. It's not happening. No, they're not making the playoffs. They have a tough schedule. The team's not very good to begin with. Like they're probably going to lose to the Bears on Sunday, even though that's a 2.5-point spread. But I think Chicago's going to win that game. But even if they beat Chicago. All right, here's home Buffalo at Baltimore, at Detroit later on, home against the Ravens. Like, come on. Like, it's not happening for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were never a playoff team. They're not going to make it. I would be stunned if the Pittsburgh Steelers make the playoffs. But I think the team that's most likely to make the playoffs amongst these teams, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Chiefs, Texans, I still think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's dire right now. They're 5-5, but I still think Kansas City is going to make the playoffs. They're a 3-point favorite at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Like, even if they lose that game, are they going to lose the rest of the way? At Dallas, great. They're going to beat the Cowboys. Home against the Texans, I think they're going to beat the Texans. Home Chargers, I think they'll beat the Chargers. At Titans, I think they'd beat the Titans. Home Broncos, feels like they're going to split. Those two teams pretty evenly matched after what we saw last Sunday. So I'd like the Kansas City Chiefs in that game on Christmas night. And then at the Raiders, who are barely an NFL team. So like, even if they lose on Sunday against Indianapolis, which is definitely possible, I think Kansas City is still going to the playoffs. And that's why the Chiefs, amongst all these teams, are the biggest favorite to go to the playoffs. They're minus 200 to make the postseason. BetMGM still believes. Femi still believes in the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, let's get spicy, though. Because I think the team that's second most likely. So we have the Chiefs in there to take up one of the playoff spots. This other team, it's a pretty big price. But I do think they're going to get there because they have a unit on defense that's absolutely insane. And it's the Houston Texans, who we're going to see later tonight. The Houston Texans over at BetMGM are plus 300 to make the playoffs. I love it. I love this bet. I have some plus 390 from a couple of weeks ago on Houston. I still recommend it here at plus 300. I love the Houston Texans defense. And Davis Mills, shout out to him, keeping this ship afloat without C.J. Stroud, who's going to miss another game tonight, but looking good for next Sunday when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. Like, he has saved their season, just not being a complete disaster. The comeback against Jacksonville, and then the defense did its job last Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. But if you look at Houston's schedule, the next 3 weeks are challenging. Tonight, they host the Bills. Next week, at the Colts. And then the week after that, they're at the Kansas City Chiefs. I already said, I think they're going to lose to the Chiefs. So you can mark that one off. So at 5-5, that gives Houston maybe one more loss that they can take to make the playoffs. They're going to lose to the Chiefs. You have the Bills and the Colts. I actually think they're going to go 1-1 in these two next games. Either they win tonight or I think they're going to beat the Indianapolis Colts. If that's true, and this next 3 weeks, they'll go 1-2, and let's say one of these wins over the next couple of weeks. The end of the season for Houston. Home against the Cardinals, home against the Raiders, at the Chargers, where they might be calling me, you, everyone else at home to play offensive line, and then home against Indianapolis, who maybe Indianapolis has clinched the AFC South by that point. I think Houston, as much of a disaster this season was at the beginning, I think the Texans are very, very live to make the postseason because every year there's that team that we don't see coming that ends up in the postseason, whether it's an AFC or in the NFC. Every year we do this. Like, there's that team that we do not expect. Like, last year, it was probably the Ramilly who we talked about on the show, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who at this point were a couple games behind the Atlanta Falcons, and everybody was giving Atlanta the division, and then, oh, here comes Tampa down the stretch, and Atlanta collapses, boom, Buccaneers go to the playoffs as NFC South champions. Every year we do this. There's that team that gets hot around Thanksgiving and rolls into December playing good football. I think the Houston Texans are that team. And the team that they're competing with for that final spot is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who should make the playoffs. But what we know about Jacksonville is that this is not a serious operation. This team, I don't even think they're Jekyll and Hyde, because Jekyll and Hyde implies that they're really, really good sometimes. I think they're just bad. And I know they're coming off of their win of the year against the Chargers where they blew out LA. That's more about the Chargers, who we haven't even brought up in this conversation. Cross them off. That offensive line is not going anywhere. Hell, they might even lose to the Cowboys in December, to be quite honest. Like, the Chargers are going nowhere. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, just when you want to believe, and people are starting to believe now after what they did to the Chargers, on the road at the Cardinals, you sure you can trust them? At Tennessee, they should take care of business. Home against the Colts, trust them in that game? They dominate Indianapolis. I can't remember the last time the Colts won down there in Duval County, but wouldn't it be so Jacksonville to lose that game? They're at Denver in December, at Indy in December. There are some losable games here for the Jacksonville Jaguars starting as early as this Sunday. And if that happens, and Houston wins one of these next two, plus 300, I hope I made you think a little bit harder about looking at the Houston Texans, because this team, in my opinion, is going to the playoffs. On the other side, we'll talk about their path starting tonight as they take on the Buffalo Bills next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Epepfe hanging with you guys on this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture, who's going to get that 7 seed, as well as tonight's Thursday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. I'm like actually fired up for this game. I know the Texans are 500 or whatever, and Buffalo's had their struggles, but this is going to be a hell of a game, and it's really meaningful and impactful for the AFC playoff picture, as I outlined in the last segment. Like, Houston, they need to win one of these next two, either at home against Buffalo or on the road against the Colts, to have a realistic shot at making the playoffs, and I think they might get that done, maybe as early as tonight. Hint, hint. All right, but 20 minutes from now, though, we'll get into some NFL awards, Coach of the Year, both rookies, and comeback player of the year. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? Happy week 12 to you and yours.
Femi, it's always good when we have an NFL game coming up. So looking forward to it. And I was getting all choked up before you started talking. I don't know if that made it to the air. I think it did.
It did. It definitely made it. You got like a quarter zip going on. You're coughing. Is it cold over there? What's going on? We need to turn the heater on. Is it that?
Yeah. So it's a little chilly. So my house, this office is upstairs, and the heat, we have like a 2-zone heating system, and the upstairs heat like never kicks on because all the heat from downstairs comes up. So like this room gets freaking cold during the winter. So like once it starts getting in the 30s and 40s, I swear this room is like 55 degrees. So. Is what
yeah,
it is.
We,
We got to get you one of those, like those little space heaters or something like that. We can plug into an outlet or plug it into your dock, although that might explode and then we won't be able to hear or see you on the show. So maybe let's stay away from the docking stations.
Yeah, right. We have thought about that, but we've got enough animals roaming around this house. Like, they're going to knock that thing over. They're going to start a fire. I don't know what's going on. But just let me shiver here for a few hours a day.
Animals around cords. Yeah. The last couple of months of having Willow, that is the anxiety levels have gone up and up and up. Over these last 2 months, I'm just like, please do not look at that cord. That is not a chew toy. Please. All right. Enough of that. Let's get down to business. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know here on this Thursday?
Well, Femi, it is that week 12 in the NFL is kicking off tonight, Thursday night football. Buffalo Bills are in Texas to take on the Houston Texans. Right now over at BetMGM, the Bills sit as a 5.5-point favorite. Total is in this one is set at 44.5. Little side note for the Texans, Joe Mixon was announced he is out for the season. That's not too much of a surprise, but newsworthy nevertheless. But Femi, how are you and others making it legendary tonight over at BetMGM?
Oh, we got to make it legendary Thursday here with an NFL football game. Absolutely love it. I will let you know how I'm making it legendary here shortly. But this is, like I say, like, this is a massive game for the AFC playoff picture. Like, because it feels like over the last 3 weeks, we've sort of put the Houston Texans off to the side. It's like, oh, like they lost to Denver and Stroud got concussed. We don't need to talk about or worry about that team for the rest of the season. That's not true. Like, this defense has kept their season alive. Davis Mills has kept their season alive. And Stroud's coming back next week. Like, you can put that one in pen. Like, we all know he's coming back. So if they're able to get this win and get to 6-5 and all of a sudden go 3-0 with no CJ Stroud, and the schedule, as I outlined in the last segment, is pretty easy in December, Houston will be a team that we're talking about in the playoffs come January. Like, I strongly believe that the Houston Texans can make it, which is why I love their price at plus 300 to be in the playoffs. They just need to win one of these next couple of games, either tonight or next week against Indy. But on the other side, it's also a massive game for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, think about this, like for the AFC East playoff picture and like that division race, like they need to win if they want to keep pace with New England, because New England's schedule is so damn easy. So, like, if the Bills want a realistic shot to win the East, which is the best pathway to get to the Super Bowl, get some home games, have like a 13-4 record or whatever, tonight is also a must win for Buffalo. So this is an awesome game with very high stakes. But with all that being said, we talked about this earlier in the week, talked about it all throughout the show on Monday. I love the Houston Texans plus the 6 against the Buffalo Bills. Like, this is one of my favorite bets of the week. This is going to be a close, competitive game. And I'm looking at the betting market right now. All the 6s are gone. So there you go. Like, we're down to 5.5. There's even a 5 that's out there in the market. Would I bet 5.5? Yeah, I'd still bet 5.5. I think this is going to be 3-4-point game either way, where maybe Houston wins a close one or Buffalo wins a close one. I don't see that anyone winning by a touchdown. I really don't. And in fact, I think Houston is very live to win this game. You can find plus 230 out there in the betting market. BetMGM is plus 225, but as always, shop around, try to find the best number on the money line. I think Houston's very live to pull this off because the best unit in the game is the Texans defense. Also, the issue that the Buffalo Bills have, stopping the run, and I know Houston's not the greatest running team, but they're going to commit to it. That's how DeMeco Ryans wants to play offensive football, is run the ball. This is the perfect setup for that against this weak Buffalo Bills defense. I think Houston's going to run the ball, try to keep Josh Allen on the sidelines, which is their best way to go about winning this football game. And I do think they're going to win this football game. It's way too many points, way too much respect for Buffalo. Last week was nice, 44 points, great. Oh, the Bills have solved all their issues. No, they actually haven't. I think last week was more about Tampa kind of screwing around, Todd Bowles messing up with the game decision that we talked about on Monday, punting when you're facing Josh Allen. Like, you shouldn't be doing that nonsense. I think the Texans, though, they know what's at stake. They come out focused, they run the ball, and they use their defense to shut down Josh Allen and this offense. And I think Houston wins the game outright. As for what everyone else is betting, though, you know how I feel now. 79% of the bets, 84% of the handle is on the Buffalo Bills laying 6. That has bounced back in their face as we now sit at 5.5. 54% of bets, 80% of the handles on over 43.5. 64% of bets and 84% of the handles on Bills moneyline minus 300. I am clearly Oppo Taco of that. Most popular player props. Fifth most popular, Josh Allen, under 30.5 passing attempts. Fourth most popular, Nico Collins, over 5.5 receptions. Third most popular, Jaden Higgins, over 29.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, Tyrell Shavers, last week's hero, over 22.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Woody Marks, over 64.5 rushing yards. I do like that a lot because it's Bills' run defense, as I suggested, poor up front in the front seven. Most popular anytime TD score, though, should be no surprise. It's the guy who scored 6 touchdowns last week, 3 of them through the air, 3 of them on the ground. But a Josh Allen at minus 125, your most popular anytime TD score. I will have first TD score bets with Femi's Island coming up at 6:40. But I like Houston plus the points and to win outright tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, a report came out from The Athletic talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and talking about that there are players who are upset with quarterback Jalen Hurts. Report talked about how Hurts has been hesitant to throw the ball into tight coverage and is playing it safe and not properly implementing the game plan on Sundays. And some players, A.J. Brown, excuse me, are upset about it. Now, Hurts was asked about it, Femi, and he took it in stride.
I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said. But, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best. I guess I get a lot of attention when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And so I never run away from holding myself accountable. And I think, you know, I think that's exactly what I've taken the approach of doing.
There you go, Femi. That's from Hurts. What do you make from all this drama in Philly?
Yeah, who knew A.J. Brown out there singing like a canary? Surprise, surprise. And obviously, it's speculative. We don't know for sure that it's A.J. Brown. I guess if you can read the tea leaves.
Just play it along here.
Yes, yeah. If we can read the tea leaves, you know, like, hey, like it's probably coming from A.J. Brown. But, like,
your fantasy team, and this comes out a week later. I'm just saying.
Yes. Connect the dots. We can go ahead. We don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to find that one out. I totally understand why there's frustration with this Eagles offense, but I don't think it's because of Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is doing what Jalen Hurts does, protect the football. That's why he wins, because what's the number one stat when it comes to wins and losses that you can correlate? It's the turnover margin. The Eagles don't turn the ball over because Jalen Hurts protects the football. That's why they always win. Like Nick talks about it, like the Eagles win all the time. That's why, because they protect the football. And this is what Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback. This is what he's been doing. I mean, dating back to Alabama, Oklahoma, and then ever since he's been in the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I actually like his approach of, like, you know what? Like, I understand this comes with the territory, because it does, man. That's why you make the $200+ million on your contract as the quarterback, as the face of the franchise. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And when things aren't going well, or I guess when things aren't looking like they should look, because they're actually going well, they're the one seed in the NFC, for goodness sake. They're 8-2, but like, it doesn't look how it's supposed to look with all that talent. So he understands that. And I think he has a very level-headed approach when it comes to these frustrations. My issue, and the issue that I've had with this Eagles team this entire year, and I think Hurts should also be frustrated, in addition to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon, whoever the else is frustrated in that locker room, I think it's with their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. Like, that guy, you could convince me that Kevin Petullo is a saboteur with some of the play calling that we're seeing. Like, honestly, like, is he trying to win games? I'm not so sure I'm convinced, because the play calling, I think, is atrocious. Like, and maybe they're going to wait for the playoffs to use Jalen Hurts on more designed runs. I know Chris Collinsworth was talking about that this past Sunday in the game against the Lions. Maybe that's what they're waiting for when the games really start to matter. But, like, I don't understand that. Like, the route combinations, people have pointed that stuff out, the all 22 junkies, saying, hey, like, it's a lot of hitch routes. It's a lot of stuff that's not really going away from the line of scrimmage or whatever. It just doesn't make a lot of sense that a team with this much talent can't move the football. So, yeah, everyone should be frustrated. And I'm sure Jalen Hurts is frustrated. He's just not throwing gasoline on the fire like it appears some of the skill position guys are doing. All will be fine in Philadelphia in terms of the regular season, but this is showing us some of the warts in the postseason and why, despite their record, the Eagles don't really look the part of a team that's just going to roll through the NFC like maybe they should. So that's why I've been pushing back on Philadelphia, despite the fact that every week it seems like they're going to win like they will on Sunday when they beat my team, the Dallas Cowboys, as a 3-point favorite. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, it's been a big news week for the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow practiced in full yesterday, and Adam Schefter telling us all that he took reps with the first team offense yet again today. Will he play? Well, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky spoke about that yesterday and had a strong opinion on his status.
He's a competitor, so yes, he's going to start. And there's no way that he's practicing fully today if he's not going to start on Sunday.
Yep.
No Jamar, so that's going to be obviously a challenge. If the medical staff says he's good to go,
can't get worse.
And the player says, I feel good, he's a competitor, he's going to go play.
There you go, Femi. Orlovsky says he's in. What say you?
It sounds like he might be in. I think he might. I think this is a little bit nuts, but Orlovsky was saying that yesterday, and today, once again, Joe Burrow's out there practicing with the ones. I mean, they're doing individual drills with the number ones. Ben Baby, friend of the show, covers the Cincinnati Bengals for ESPN. He said that Joe Burrow was taking ones in individual drills, and Joe Flacco was with the twos. So this looks like is where we're headed is Joe Burrow starting a quarterback. The betting market is starting to bet Cincinnati. This was as high as 8.5 on Monday. We're now down to 6. And everyone is just waiting for that tweet that says Joe Burrow all clear for Sunday. And that bad boy is going to get smashed. And when it gets smashed, I'll be on the other side, laying it with the New England Patriots. You're not going to convince me that Joe Burrow rushing to come back to save this downtrodden team is going to all of a sudden, hey, Cincinnati's now going to win on Sunday. Get out of my face. This defense is still without Trey Hendrickson, and with Trey Hendrickson, they're one of the worst defenses we've ever seen in league history. And now they're supposed to beat the New England Patriots? Get out of here. I'll lay the 3 or whatever this ends up crashing down to on the other side of this thing. I'm praying Joe Burrow plays in this game, hoping he plays in this game so that we get the opportunity to bet New England. So I didn't think Burrow was going to do it. I thought maybe post-Thanksgiving was the first we'd see of him, but kudos to him in this rehab because that guy is pushing to play, and I don't think anyone in the Bengals organization is going to stop him. Like, that team also wants to be relevant. Joe Burrow is their path to relevancy. Unfortunately, this Sunday, it's not going to go how they all think. I think wait for the Burrow news to become official, lay New England, and laugh on Sunday when the Patriots wax the Cincinnati Bengals. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs returned to practice today after leaving last week's game against the New York Giants early with a knee injury. Jacobs did miss practice yesterday, and Matt LaFleur has said that Jacobs has a chance to play this week. Packers are a 6.5-point favorite against Minnesota. And Femi, the way the NFC playoff picture is, every one of these games is important.
Yeah, this is a really big game for the Green Bay Packers. Might be like the biggest that they're favored the rest of the way, to be quite honest. like you look at their schedule, it's tough, man. Like Thanksgiving on the road to Detroit Lions. Obviously, that's a very difficult game. They're going to be an underdog. And we have the point spread for that one. BetMGM has the Lions a 3-point favorite. So this is not really must win, but one of those like gotta have it for the Green Bay Packers. And what a fascinating betting market this is, sitting there at 6.5. Knowing what we know about both of these teams. With Green Bay, they play with their food. Sometimes they play down to the competition. With the Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, he's the big story. I mean, we all saw the Diana Rossini report from yesterday or whatever, where she said that he might not be the quarterback next year. It feels like everyone's out on J.J. McCarthy. I said it on Monday when we talked about the look-aheads. Minnesota plus 6.5 is a very intriguing bet, and it is a bet that I have placed. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I do know they're going to be a lot more competitive than what the betting market thinks. Everyone's selling J.J. McCarthy, and I get it. Last Sunday was bad. I bet on him last Sunday. I watched the whole game. It sucked. But this is the time to buy. I think Minnesota's competitive, and Green Bay sweats one out on Sunday against their division rivals. We'll break down NFL awards on the other side as we wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture, as well as Thursday night football between the Bills and the Texans. You know how I feel about that game. I like Houston to not just cover, but to win the game outright. So I'm rocking with the Houston Texans. Let's go Davis Mills, DeMeco Ryans. Let's make some good decisions and not punt the ball too many times. And I think Houston, with their defense, is very, very live to pull off the upset. And the betting market, it agrees. Starting to see more fives pop up in the market, folks. Just saying. I see a couple of fives out here in Las Vegas where I reside, 5.5 being the consensus number. But hey, I wouldn't be stunned if all of a sudden we close 5, maybe even 4.5 by the time we get to kickoff. Still a few hours away from that. More than a few hours away from that, actually. About 4 hours away from kickoff. But let's go ahead and get into NFL awards, because we have four of them to break down here before we wrap up this hour. Did not talk awards last week. Not a whole lot changed over last week. So it was actually kind of a good week to not discuss the awards. This week, though, we have some changes in the favorites, but I do think there's some interesting things that we have on the horizon that we want to keep in mind, especially when it pertains to NFL Coach of the Year. Right now, the favorite is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel over at BetMGM, who is -105. The New England Patriots have a 9-2 record. They were 4-13 last season. Like, they've already improved their win total by 5, and you look at their schedule, more wins are coming, folks, because this Sunday, now they're getting bet against, because we all think that Joe Burrow is going to end up playing, which would actually throw a big wrench into this thing. Like, if I was wrong and Burrow pulled off this upset, like, hello, all of a sudden Coach of the Year gets a hell of a lot more interesting, doesn't it? But right now, they're a 6-point favorite on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's just say, you know, for giggles, let's say they win that game. The next week, week 13, they host the New York Giants. We could very easily be talking about the 11-2 New England Patriots. But what's most interesting about Mike Vrabel and his case is what happens after their week 14 bye. They host the Buffalo Bills, which, that's a kitchen sink game for Buffalo. Last chance to try to win the East. It's going to be probably like a coin flip sort of point spread there. Why can't Buffalo win that game? So if they lose the Buffalo Bills, then they fall to 11-3. Well, week 16, they're at the Baltimore Ravens. What if they lose that game? So where all this goodwill for Vrabel's coming, and everyone's talking about Vrabel this, Vrabel that, and I'm right there. I bet Mike Vrabel at 15-1. If you've been listening to the show, you should have some Mike Vrabel at a much better price than the -105. But it doesn't have to keep going like it's been going over the last month. And like, let's just be honest. New England hasn't really played anyone. You know, not to go all college football here with an NFL team, but the schedule has been pretty damn easy. Tampa's their best win of the season, probably. Rather, I mean, Buffalo's probably their best win, but like, them beating Tampa a couple of weeks ago was a really good win. I mean, we all know Tampa's incredibly banged up. Like, that's the whole thing with Tampa right now. It wouldn't shock me if they lost to Buffalo and Baltimore in back-to-back weeks. And if that happens, then what? Do voters still want to go towards Mike Vrabel? I mean, there's a good chance they're probably still going to end up like 13-4, so maybe he still wins, going from 4-13 to 1 year to 13-4. That's a hell of an improvement, so he might still win, but it just does poke some holes into what looks like, at least right now on November 20th, a rock-solid, untouchable Teflon case. It's just not that when you peel back some of the layers and look ahead. So what does that mean going forward? Who should we be eyeing? That's where this gets interesting. I would not be eyeing Colts head coach Shane Steichen. He's the second choice in the market, +175. They're a 3.5-point dog against the Kansas City Chiefs. They can win that game, but like, betting market thinks they're going to lose. Let's say they lose. You know how I feel about how that division might get tightened by the Houston Texans, and how maybe Indianapolis might come back down to earth a little bit. Like, they have tough games at Seattle. They host the Niners. You know, like, the Texans games could be difficult. I don't think Indianapolis is going to finish as well as they started. I actually think the Colts are going to go like 11-6, maybe even 10-7. And I don't think that's going to get Shane Steichen this award. So Shane Steichen, to me, it feels like we've reached the peak of Shane Steichen Coach of the Year. And I think this thing is only on the descend. And that's not good for those of you who bet Shane Steichen, who currently right now is at plus 175. Like, if there's a cash out option, honestly, and you have some good Steichen stuff, I'd be looking to press that cash out. That's just me. We're all have our own risk of like aversions and all that stuff. But to me, I think now's a good time to sell Shane Steichen. Bears head coach Ben Johnson is very interesting, because right now he's 12-1 over at BetMGM. Let's say Vrabel kind of couple of losses down the stretch. Let's say Steichen sort of collapses. Maybe they go 11-6. Maybe it's even 10-7, and it's really bad. What if the Bears make the playoffs? What if they make the playoffs at like 11-6, or even 10-7 for that matter? It's pretty good, isn't it? Won 5 games last year. Win 5 more this year, first-year head coach, make the playoffs as the head coach of the Chicago Bears with that media market and this glamour franchise. Like, that's going to ring very, very loud for a lot of people. Now, this Sunday is a very pivotal. Like, this is an absolute must-win if you want Ben Johnson to win Coach of the Year. They're 2.5-point favorites at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You go to 8-3. The next couple of weeks, it might get might get hairy. Black Friday, I think, could be really problematic. But hey, you lose to the Eagles, whatever. At the Packers week 14, that could also be a little bit problematic. But then, you know, home Browns, home against the Packers, you know, there's a Niners game in there week 17. Like, that week 17 game against the Niners, that might be a game in primetime where it's like, they win that, maybe they clinch a playoff spot. You mean to tell me that Ben Johnson can't win Coach of the Year with that run out? And, like, and I'm just assuming they lose to Philadelphia and Green Bay. What if they beat Green Bay at Lambeau? Like, and we just got word that that game's now been flexed to the 4:25 time slot coming up in week 14. You know that's going to be a Burkhardt and Brady and Aaron Andrews, Rinaldi, that kind of a game. Those games matter, and it gets amplified across the entire league if that result goes in Chicago's favor. So to me, at 12-1, Ben Johnson, we talked about him at other prices, but like, if you don't have any, there's still some meat left on that bone for Ben Johnson if you believe they're going to win on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. To me, the last guy I want to bring up here, and this is not a guy that I would ever bet, because I just don't think he's going to win it, even though the team is going to be awesome. And honestly, they might not lose the rest of the season. That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald. It's just tough for these guys who were almost playoff teams a year ago. They didn't make it, but they went 10-7. He kind of has to run the table to win Coach of the Year. And do you want to bet plus 800 on a guy to have to run the table? I don't. That's not what I'm into. That doesn't really get me going. So, yeah, people are going to make the case. And I know, like, listening to some of the midseason content that's out there, and when everyone's talking about Coach of the Year, and everyone wants to praise McDonald and what he's been able to do, and, like, the defense is awesome, and that's his side of the ball. I just think there's going to be other better candidates who can win this award. So, for me, I'm not going to go ahead and go down that road with Mike McDonald. To those of you who do, I wish you the best of luck, but I don't think it's going to go the way you want it to go. So that's Coach of the Year. Not necessarily a bet right now, unless you haven't bet some Ben Johnson. I think Ben Johnson at 12-1 is still a bettable price. But for me, I'm going to pass on this market, and let's see what happens after we get some Mike Vrabel results over these next couple of weeks. Offensive Rookie of the Year. The favorite is Emeka Ebuka, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's minus 125. This race is starting to really tighten up quite a bit, and I think we're down to 4 guys. I think it's Ebuka, the favorite, who has 6 touchdowns, 717 yards. It's Jackson Dart for the Giants, who I think he's barely in the conversation. I think the other two guys are more so in the conversation with Ebuka. Dart, though, a quarterback, New York Giants, although I doubt they're going to run him as much, since that's what got Brian Daboll fired. So I don't really see this going that great for Dart, who continues to just miss games. He already didn't start the season. Like, we're starting to run out of time for Jackson Dart to win this award. Tet McMillan last week kind of like told everybody, hey, I'm here to be dealt with. Couple of touchdowns, 100 yards. He now, his numbers are pretty similar to what Ebuka has been doing. 748 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's in there. And he's on a Panthers team that's not irrelevant. This team is like, they're in the playoff race. So Tet McMillan can definitely win. I think Tyler Warren can definitely win for the Indianapolis Colts. He's at plus 600. I'd lean more towards Tet McMillan than I would Warren. But to me, it just feels a little bit like you're gambling a little. Betting on Tet McMillan right now, especially after the big move going from 15-1, now down to plus 450. So there's not necessarily a bet, but I don't see anyone outside of those four guys, and probably just those three guys. I'm going to toss out Jackson Dart. I don't think he's going to win this award. It's Ibuka, it's McMillan, and maybe Tyler Warren, but I think it's going to come down to those two receivers in the NFC South, and honestly, probably come down to how they play in those two games in the final 3 weeks of the season. I think that's going to, like, in a weird way, sort of decide who wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year. This, to me, is a very, very interesting betting mark, and I think it has the potential to become really, really fun. Now, the favorite is Browns linebacker Carson Schlesinger. He is at minus 275, and we have to be honest, he's awesome. 85 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, a couple of interceptions. Schlesinger has been a stud, but once again, I keep asking myself, and it's kind of a funny question just because there's a realistic path that it happens. Are the Cleveland Browns really going to get two awards? Like, is that what we're doing here? The Cleveland Browns, who might finish the season 3-14, maybe 4-13 on a good day, they're going to get two awards? I mean, they're going to have as many awards as potentially as the wins. Like, that's what we're doing here? Because, like, Myles Garrett's probably going to be your DPOY, barring like an injury or something like that, because he's on pace to break the single season sack record. And we're all just going to give this to Carson Schlesinger, who's been great. I understand. But really? That's what we're doing? Now you might say, well, Femi, who else should we be betting on? I mean, I don't know. That's my honest answer. I don't know, because everyone else is kind of poor. Like Nick Emmanuel, that seems flimsy to me. I don't really buy it. Jalen Walker, the Falcons, vibes are not great. He's been pretty decent, 4 sacks, but like, no, like nobody's talking about him. Jahad Campbell, with N'Kobe Dean back, does Jahad Campbell play as much? Doesn't seem like it. Like Malachi Starks, I don't know. Will Johnson, Abdul Carter, like he was benched last week. He only has half a sack. He's 18-1 after being this favorite, like at 2-1 and plus 100 at some points. Honestly, if you said, like, hey, like you must bet this market right now, I would take a shot on Abdul Carter. Just because, like, at the midway point, that's who everybody said was the Defensive Rookie of the Year. And that means something going forward to me. And let's say, like, he ends the season and all of a sudden turns those pressures into sacks and gets, like, 5-6 sacks at the end of the year. Why can't Abdul Carter win off just pedigree alone? So I'm not necessarily jamming any of this stuff, but maybe a speculative bet on Abdul Carter at 18-1. And for comeback player of the year to wrap this thing up, because it's not as fun. Once again, it's just the three guys who can win it. CMC, Dak, and Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's going to go to CMC just because I think consistently he's going to put up the most numbers. Although Dak, if the Cowboys could get to 8-8-1, I do think Dak Prescott will beat out Christian McCaffrey. But I think it's down to those two guys because I think Aiden Hutchinson has graduated to the DPOY conversation. Nick Costos joins us up next with his NFC playoff picture thoughts here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.